wins and no losses can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, and it evidently did, as the two Screen O teams at Gibbon met tonight. And Adam Central, behind the rushing of Jake Fowler's 155 yards and four scores, and another 102 yards and one score by Buzz Niederklein, throttled the Gibbon Buffaloes by a 47-0 margin. Gibbon punted eight times. They only had two drives that didn't end in punts. One of those ended when the time ran out in the first half, and the other one was late in the second half when they turned it over on downs. Adam Central took their first three drives in for scores, make that the first four drives. A 58-yarder into open it was capped by a two-yard Fowler run. Fowler took off his 35 yards in the second drive. By that time, it was 14-0. The third score came on a 39-yard strike from Reed to Hoynes, and it made it 21-0. A 40-yard Niederklein run with 4:13 to go in the half capped off a 65-yard three-play drive, and at that point the game was pretty much out of hand. 2 minutes to go in the first half, a 20-yard strike again from Creighton Reed to this time over Miller, the tight end, and a touchdown dash there from 20 yards out, 34-0 the halftime score. Adam Central tacked on 13 more points in the second half. Final score is 47-0. Notably is that Jake Van Mater, the running back who came into this game with just under 800 yards on the season, was held to under 20 yards, 12 yards for Eli Van Mater, and he had been averaging close to 200 yards a game coming into this ball game. As a matter of fact, with three games and 795 yards. That was almost close to 300 yards a game in the mid-twos. So Adam Central at 4-0 will head to Central City, a 1-3 team by the end of tonight's action. And the Buffaloes get to recoup a little bit, but not too comfortably. They go against the Grand Island Central Catholic, 3-0 coming in, and now 4-0 as tonight's action progresses. So it doesn't get any easier, but that's the way it ended up tonight, a lopsided 47-0 win for Adams Central, dropping down into C1 from their Class B heights and beating the Buffaloes at Gibbon tonight, 47-0. Craig Eckert reporting for the Scoreboard Show.